Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
All right, 3 o'clock hour here on Hochman, Crowder, and Solana. Rhonda Gadsden is going to join us this hour. I don't think I mentioned that at the beginning of the show. He usually is with us on Tuesdays. We were off yesterday, so he's going to join us today. His son, Aronde the Second, had himself a ball game this week.
Yes, sir, he did.
That dude was looking like an NFL tight end that you would have been unable to cover.
YB, where you at? YB, this dude is big and fast.
Do you know what transpired in the world of South Florida sports 2 years ago today?
Ooh, 2 years ago today,
a huge
70-point Dolphin game.
70-point Dolphin game. You nailed it.
Yeah, I know.
Probably the most fun we've had as Dolphins fans, certainly in the last 2 years, yes. And in the entire Mike McDaniel era, is that the biggest highlight?
Yes. As a football fan, yes. I would say the Stanley Cup is the only thing that could beat it.
Ooh. No, because in 2023, the Panthers and the Heat,
Talking specifically Dolphins. Specifically Dolphins.
I would say the game in Baltimore the year prior, week two, where the Dolphins were down multiple touchdowns, Tua led that drive to come back, was more fun, but the 70-point game was one of those, like, holy bleep, we're one of the best teams in football moments. So maybe, Hawk. It's definitely, if it's not one, it's two. If it's not two, it's one.
Solana, when your kids are talking to Uncle Chan, we're not talking about a 14-point comeback. We're talking about a 70-point game.
Yeah.
And we should be talking about a 73-point game, to be quite honest.
For sure.
Yeah, we might have. Should have gleaned something from that decision.
If I had said to you after that game, 2 years later, the Dolphins will still have not won a playoff game, and the offense won't be very much fun to watch, would you have believed me?
No, not at all.
Yeah. No. I mean, we thought that we were on the cusp of the Rams with Kurt Warner. Like, I mean, we thought that this was the beginning of the most creative, exciting offense that the Dolphins had ever seen. And the NFL wasn't going to know. I'm curious. I would love to go back and look, like, what their point total was the week after that, like on the betting lines, because they had just put up 70. I wonder what their team total was on the betting lines, you know, the week after that, what people were expecting.
The greatest show on turf is what you're talking about with Falk and the boys and Torrey Holt and all. It was going to be track meet. Remember, that was the name. We're a track meet. Everybody on our offense runs 4.2s.
It was the greatest show on surf.
Yeah, like we had that. That was the that I remember being like, oh Lord, we're about to have some special things going on down here. Until it's not special anymore.
You guys remember what that game? What the game was after that?
I don't. I feel like they put up another 38 or 40 points the week after.
Do you remember, Crowder?
No.
We lost to the Bills 48-20 in Buffalo. That's the game. That's the game that I think Xavier Howard was lined up, but Vic Fangio refused to put him. I think on Stephon Diggs. I'm probably not remembering exactly who.
It's exactly right. Kader Kohu got four touchdowns scored on him because they wouldn't move Jalen Ramsey over. That was the next week.
Xavier Howard, Stephon Diggs, 120 yards, six receptions, three touchdowns.
That was before Ramsey was here, I think.
Yeah. That was the following week.
We were still on a high, though. It didn't matter.
We always have that Denver game, fellas.
Because then, you know, in the last two games, they had put up 90 points. I mean, what more could you ask for from an NFL team? I'm still factoring it in. I'm like, well, you know, they did have 70 on September 24th, 2023.
We're going to talk about that when DJ, your son, has a kid. We're going to tell him about that 70-point game.
If they only would have kicked that field goal, it would have had the NFL record. We could have talked about that. We talk about the perfect season. Mm-hmm. We would have had our own thing for the next 30 years. Now we've got to tell the end of the story of Mike McDaniel at the end deciding he didn't want to go. He had had enough at 70. Yeah, we have enough.
We're trying to get to 17 now. Hell.
If I tell you that, I mean, same team. 2 years later, opening game against Indianapolis, couldn't get points on the board until Devon Achan decided you can throw an airplane on my back. I am not going to stop moving my legs. Right? Same team? Am I missing anything there? Same weapons.
Same weapons, yeah. Trying to fix the line, but same weapons, same quarterback, same, yeah. Waddle was here. Tyreek was here. It was the
same core. Same core.
Same core.
At the very least, on the offensive side of the football.
We had to stop from scoring 73, and now we're squeaking out 8.
Now, will we score 73 this season combined? What are you looking at the box score from that game by any chance? I'm curious what Tua's numbers were.
I have it up, yeah. What the Denver game?
Yeah.
The funny part is it was all running the football. Like it was the Devon.
He had to have over 300 yards, no?
Ooh, I don't think so. I'll tell you right now. Tua Tagovailoa, yes. 23 of 26. Wow. 23 of 26. 309 yards, 4 touchdowns.
Goodness gracious.
I mean, we knew we had the best quarterback in the league.
Those are mad numbers.
23 of 26?
That's mad numbers on rookie, Hawk. That's rookie mad numbers when you don't try to play anybody hard. That's crazy.
Bro, Devon Achan, I'd forgotten about this. 18 carries, 203 yards, 2 touchdowns. And I believe he had a receiving touchdown, too. 2 rushing touchdowns and a receiving touchdown because Tua had that little, that like flip to him where it was a no-look flip. In the red zone, it was one of the first touchdowns.
Who else had a touchdown? I know Tyreek had a touchdown because I think he scored the first touchdown. Did he have more than one?
Raheem Mostert had 3 touchdowns in that game. Tyreek Hill had 1. Robbie Chosen had 1 because Robbie Chosen had the Mike White touchdown late in the game where Mike White just threw on third down. He threw a bomb.
Yes.
And Devon Achane had 2 receiving. Devon Achane had 4 touchdowns in that game. 2 receiving.
So I believe now that I'm thinking about it, in that game, we were calling him Achane.
Yes.
I believe and then it was after that game when everyone was calling him Devon Achane that all of a sudden he was like, no, it's Achane. And we had to start going Achane.
He messed that up, didn't he? Because we were all on board the branding A-Train. Jump on the A-Train. And then he ruined it. And he's like, no, I'm A-Chan. And it's like, huh. All right. We can't call
A-Chain
him A-Chain.
Would have been better. A-Chain.
Everybody wants to be attached to a Chan, though.
Mm. Yeesh. 15 what? Minutes of Game Day Uncensored what? Is brought to you by the Lexus TX. Room for all your passions in three rows of luxurious comfort. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. Game Day Uncensored next week, because the Dolphins don't play on Sunday. Next week, Monday Night Football. Monday, we are on the air. Ready for it. 2 till 3 p.m. And then we will hand things over to Tobin, Solana, and Omar Kelly. But we can stay on for those 4 hours.
Jack.
Like, we can help them out on Game Day Uncensored.
I've been trying to tell you for years, don't work if you don't have to work, man.
Well, you seem disappointed. You seem disappointed.
I just thought of something. You were talking about that game. What happened to those creative plays? What happened to those underhand, no-look passes that we used to run on our offense? What happened to the
reverses? So you tell me, did defenses just figure it out?
No, we don't even call them anymore. Those no-look Tua running right and flipping it behind his back to A-Chan, flipping it from Tyreek streaking across and all that stuff. The stuff Sean McVay still does. The stuff we just talked about it with Detroit. That the worst flea flicker in the history of football.
Did you say Tua was running in one of those plays where he's running to one of the sides?
He took off running.
I mean, you answered your own question. You answered your own question there.
What happened to the creativity of McDaniel? Because that's what, when you start talking about it, I'm like, you know what? We don't do any of that cute. Jared Goff can't run either, but they do cute stuff with Jared Goff. Why can't we do cute stuff with Tua?
Let's make predictions for Game Day Uncensored. Let's make predictions for Monday night. Darren Waller will be active. What is your prediction? What is his output at the end? Write all these down, Jimmy or Solana. Let's. These are our official predictions. I want to know targets, receptions, receiving yards, and touchdowns.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
3 targets, 1 reception, 11 yards, 0 touchdowns.
All right. Crowder has 1 catch, 11 yards for Darren Waller. I'm going to say 2 targets, 2 receptions, 29 yards, 2 touchdowns. Which means they're not even like, yeah. All right, I'm sticking with that. Put that down for me. Okay.
2 for 29, 2 touchdowns. Huh?
2 for 29, 2 touchdowns. He's John O. Smith.
Yeah, stay off the Tylenol, Hawk.
Acetonamine.
Phenomenal. Jimmy, what do you think? Darren Waller, Monday night.
I would say 5 targets for like 60 yards and one touchdown.
Big part of the offense.
I mean, what has Tyreek Hill done?
Hey, I'm with you, Jimmy. I hope to see it. 5 targets. How many receptions? 5 receptions on 5 targets?
He's going to drop one.
All right. 4 receptions, 60 yards. And what'd you have? 6 touchdowns?
One touchdown.
All right. Mm-hmm. Solana, go ahead. Pour water on all of this with your with what we know is going to be some dour prediction.
2 targets, 0 receptions, 0 yards, 0 touchdowns.
Right. This is a guy, though, who's been riding with Julian Hill for 2 straight seasons.
Yeah. He's a tight end evaluator.
I tell you what, Solana's been beaten by tight ends more than you.
I got the low zone. I'm in the low zone. I got to deliver him to the safety.
No.
Headlines brought to you by Doral VW. Doral VW just broke the rules of gravity. Prices are falling so fast, we're checking for a crater.
What?
Volkswagens priced like they lost their minds. Doral VW, buckle up. No one sells for less. No one.
It's funny you bring up the Dolphins and that Colts game. Daniel Jones, I read this on frontofficesports.com this morning. Daniel Jones, under his 1-year deal with the Indianapolis Colts, he's receiving $100,000 for every regular season win in which he plays at least 50% of the snaps, which means through week 3, Daniel Jones has earned $300,000 in bonuses already with the Colts. They're 3-0. He's going to start every game this season as long as he's healthy, which means every win is $100,000 for Indiana.
Pretty cool. Yeah, pretty cool. Are we buying it? Are we buying him? Are we buying the team?
No. You watch the game. He's not balling. He's making good decisions.
I saw one full game against the Dolphins, and he looked pretty damn good to me. Looked like he was balling that game.
He's making – it's the same thing y'all did with J.J. McCarthy week 1. They make 2 or 3 good throws, and now, oh, my goodness, this is Joe Montana. No, they're making a couple good throws.
Daniel Jones made more than 2 or 3 good throws. J.J. McCarthy, I'll give you, he had a terrible first half that first week, and then the second half he looked good. But Daniel Jones, man, I mean – how could he not impress you week 1?
He limits bad decisions. He doesn't overcome great defense.
That's a huge attribute.
But that's conservative. He's very – I'll say that. He's conservative. He's not going to
give me conservative 3-0 over willy-nilly 0-3 any day of the week.
I'm with you. But, yes, I don't – he's not a Pro Bowl talent.
Hawk, am I buying them to be the Super Bowl representatives for the AFC? No. But I'm looking at their schedule. First of all, their division is trash. They still have
to play. Are you buying them as able to win a playoff game or two?
Yes.
Forget about the regular season schedule. Do you think they can win a playoff game or two?
They're going to host a playoff game this year. I'm going to tell you why. They still have to play the Jaguars in their division. The Texans have looked like ass this year. They still have to play them 2 more times. They have to play the Jags 2 more times. And I'm looking at their schedule. They have the Titans one more time. They blew them out the other day. The Rams this upcoming week on the road, that's tough. But they host the Raiders, host the Cardinals, host the Titans, host the Falcons, host the Texans, and host the Jaguars. Just right there. I mean, you're talking about at least 6 to 7 more wins potentially. They already have 3. They're going to win 10 games this year. Guys, and, like and, that team with Jonathan Taylor and Michael Pittman, the offensive line and the defense. Crowder, you were the biggest Shane Steichen fan for the past couple of years. Bro, they're a good football team with a quarterback
Steichen
who understands.
Steichen is the favorite to win coach of the year right now.
Steichen is very – he's cool. He knows what he's doing. He's the new flavor of the month or whatever. But to Solana's point, now I give you credit. They host, they're going to, AFC South is garbage. So they're going to host a playoff game. So now they have the Ravens walking in or the Steelers walking in or the Chiefs or the Chargers, or they're not going to beat those teams.
They're the Buccaneers of the AFC, the Bucs in the NFC. They're good enough to win their division because their division's trash. Baker Mayfield is better than Daniel Jones. I'm not comparing the two, but like those teams aren't great. They're not going to win the Super Bowl, but they're good enough at home in a one-game sample size to beat anybody. And I think that's what the Colts are this year. Anybody at home, they can compete with them. Anybody.
I think if they're in the NFC, they can win a playoff. I don't think they can win that playoff game in the AFC. AFC is loaded.
And don't discount the Dolphins matching up with them in the playoffs.
Who do we say now?
Say, don't discount the Dolphins. It's tough to beat a team twice in a year.
What you say now?
Just to wrap up local headlines, I didn't really get to any, but the Marlins, they're still in it. We went through the scenarios kind of at the start of the show. They're going to play the Phillies tonight at 6:45 on the road. 2 more in Philly to end their road schedule for the regular season. And then they come back. They host the Mets for 3 this weekend. Inter Miami does play tonight against New York City FC. I have to check something I was wrong about. I told you guys they're going to play on a baseball field, which is correct. New York City FC, their home stadium is Yankee Stadium. I've been to 2 of their games there. Mm. But this game, because the Yankees play tonight, is being played at Citi Field, where the Mets play. I didn't know that they play there. I texted Witty, because my brother texted me like, hey, they're playing at Citi Field. And he said that New York City is building their own stadium right near Citi Field in that area in Queens. So because of that, they've been playing closer. They've been playing at Citi Field to be a little bit closer. So
interesting.
So,
and will it be packed tonight? Messi's playing tonight?
I haven't seen anything that suggests he's not.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sure Woody would have some more info, but I haven't seen anything to suggest
he's
not.
Got more info than you. He's on the call. That would be terrible if you knew as much as it.
And that's tonight. And the Florida Panthers, that's what I'm forgetting. The Florida Panthers play tonight as well. They play the Carolina Hurricanes preseason matchup tonight. All right, guys, your weather in South Florida, a little rainy, a little cloudy. That's your weather.
All right, Aronde Gadsden is going to join us in the next segment. We can talk about OG the second. You know what else I want to talk to him about beyond Dolphins football? Kirkland has released a Nike collab.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir. Huh. So I'm just telling you,
if you wear a Kirkland shoe around me,
I don't do anything Kirkland. You know how I feel about Kirkland, and you know how Rondé feels about Kirkland.
But they're not just Kirkland Nike collabs, specifically the Nike Dunks, which are one of the most popular shoes. And at the, have you seen the bottom, the sole of the shoe, Hawk, the very bottom of the shoe?
I don't think so.
It's got a hot dog. The Costco hot dog.
Costco hot dog?
Yeah, it's got the I'll send you a picture. It's got the Costco hot dog.
I may have to change my tune on Kirkland.
That's
man.
Amazing.
You're telling me I can walk through the dirt somewhere and leave a glizzy trail?
If any of y'all buy these shoes, we're not friends anymore.
I'm getting you for Christmas some Kirkland glizzy
I don't want
glizzy shoes.
Some glizzy shoes.
People love Kirkland, man. Anyway, I want to ask Aronde about that.
Headache medicine.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Text threads are meant for pictures of Jimmy's hot dog.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Before we talk football, I remind you the best place to get geared up with Canes or Dolphins merch this season is Caneswear in Davie or online at caneswear.com. Aronde Gadsden is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. And Aronde, of course, a receiver for the Dolphins for many years. And his son, Aronde II, made his debut last Sunday. Remember, he was inactive the first two games. Made his debut last Sunday for the Chargers. Had himself a ball game. 5 catches, 46 yards. We would love Darren Waller to have half that output on Monday night for the Dolphins. And someone said that that's more receptions and yards than any Dolphins tight end this season. What OG the second did for the Chargers on Sunday. Yeah, because we've had pretty anemic output from our tight end. So, Aronde, who would you rather have, Justin Herbert or Tua Tagovailoa?
It's a trick question. It's a trick question.
How'd that feel watching your son make NFL grabs in an NFL regular season game?
Real good, man. Real good. I think I was waiting patiently just like him. And so he's been chomping at the bit. So I'm excited for him. It was a proud dad moment. I think the thing that really, took me by surprise was that he was in the game with, like a minute and 35 left to win the game. And he got 2 catches. On that first drive. So on the drive to kick the field goal to win the game, he got 2 catches. Keenan McCardle got 2 and McConkey got 1. So that's pretty impressive.
That's not bad company, by the way, McCardle and McConkey to be in that group talking about who got catches at the end.
Allen. Keenan Allen. So, yeah, I was excited. I didn't know he was going to be in there, and obviously, you know, the two catches in the first half were cool with me. You know, but
Listen, I've been watching Nephew for 20 years. I told y'all what's about to happen when he get in this game, OG.
And he did.
He well put together, man. Why didn't you work out like he worked out? Because he looks a little different than you look.
I know, man. I don't know what happened. You know what I'm saying? I don't know what happened. You know that. I can show you better than I can tell you. We reversed it. It was reversed.
Man, that Joker got muscles, boy.
We grew up in a different time, man.
All right. What did your weight room look like compared to his?
Oh, man. It was definitely not the same. Nothing was the same.
Couple of free weights on the floor.
The lockers were the same. Yeah, man. You know, John Gamble in there yelling at everybody, man. I think they do it a little different now. I don't even think we had a nutritionist. We didn't have none of that. You know what I'm saying? We were just
I think half the players were probably smoking after practice.
right. I know a few of them that drank a case after practice, like a real case of, you know what I'm saying, Miller Lite, like right there. Like, oh man. Like, yeah, no, we don't
Crowder,
I don't think
you missed your era, man. You missed your era.
I don't think we had none of that stuff he got. You know, we didn't have anything you wrap around your chest to show you how fast it was running. They'd just be like, he fast. I don't know, he was running 21 miles an hour, 18 miles an hour. Nah, he's fast. You know, the bow-legged kids were the fastest ones. Oh, he real fast right there. You either fast or real fast.
No time.
Yeah, I think
fast.
We haven't
talked to you since the Dolphins-Bills last Thursday night. That's as well as the Dolphins have played all season long, right? I mean, did you see anything on Thursday that makes you say, hey, you know what, maybe they're putting it together?
I thought, you know, they would play better because, you know, it's just human nature. Your back's up against the wall. You don't want to look as bad as everybody says you looked. And, you know, they came to play. It was, you know, it's just the only part that gets me is the offense is so predictable. You know what I'm saying? It's so predictable. Like, you know, it's like, I don't want to go as far as saying that you can play quarterback, Hawk, but I mean, we back up and throw the A-chain. Like, I mean, I don't think we threw any deep balls. Like I said, my mantra, and I get it from Jimmy, we throw one deep ball a quarter. You know, only three things really could happen. You know, a drop, a catch, or a pass interference. We hadn't done that. You know, I don't even care if you just send Tyreek on the go and throw it. There's two people back. They just throw it. Loosen up the defense. I think they said no ball traveled more than 15 yards. Like, hey, that's not going to win like that. I just don't think. I don't think that's sustainable. But you're right. They played as good as they could play. Tua tried to make something happen that wasn't there. He didn't see the linebacker flowing from the middle. But, you know, once he even ran a few yards because I you know, I took the bet. I took the over 1.5, and I won because he had an 8-yard run, so I was clean with that. But, you know, just those little things you got to do that we're still not doing to win the games. But, I mean, we played – the defense played good enough for us to win, you know. Just those things – those little mistakes just can't happen.
And OG, as a coach, because you coach, we coached against each other, you know, years ago. What you brought up the plan B. You've been saying we have no plan B. What can the plan B? What could it be? What could that plan be? Like, could they really load up and run the ball? Because I watched Detroit do it. Somebody else ran the ball 11 times in a row.
Dallas. Yeah.
Could that be the plan B? Is to come out and really just try to bully somebody? Because you said they had no plan B. What is the plan B? What could it be?
I mean, it has to be something different. Like, it has to be, you know, a true pro style offense. Like, I think everybody has got the, you know, cut, split, stack, all the motion. Remember, the first 2 years, I think the defenses even used to fall for the eye candy. Like, but they don't fall for it no more. You remember, Tua used to do a fake and fake the pitch and come back around and give the ball, and you know, we'd run for like 10 yards. They're just not falling for it anymore because I don't think he gives the threat. I mean, we could try it. You know, I would just line up and do it, just like I'm saying about throwing a deep ball. I'm not really, you know, concerned too much at this point about the catch. I'm just concerned about you throwing it to make the defense respect it. They're not even respecting the deep ball, and we got the fastest dude in the league out there, and he's not even going deep. Like, I don't care if they back there. Throw the ball. Look, I want you to throw this ball in the end zone over everybody. Tyreek, you just run a double move and go, and we're going to throw it. Make the safety run over there, make the DB run. And they just sitting at 15 because they know you're not going to throw it further than that. They just know that. Like, I mean, it has to be something else. Like, you know, go back to college play. Like, line 10 people up in a line on one side and one you in the center right here, and try it. Maybe you can run for 5 yards. Do something. We've all seen this part of the offense, like, you know, like over and over again. You know, I thought we were going to run a lot because we, you know, made some changes in the offense and some personnel moves, but I don't see it. We're not doing it. Like, we got Ingold in there, he a real fullback, like really fullback, run it. Like, run it three plays in a row and punt it. Okay, well, they're going to do something different. But the same offense, I just think defenses and defensive coordinators have caught up to it, and they just running into people, making Tua hold the ball a little longer than he wants to. Like, you know, they showed a play where he was running like a squirrel. Like, you know, where you going, bro? What you doing?
Hey, OG, but do you think it's possible? Like, are you at the point where I'm at, where McDaniel and maybe even Tua realizes he just can't put the ball where he wants to when throwing it deep? Because there was that one play in that Bills game where he stepped up into the pocket, put everything he had behind a throw, throws it to Tyreek, and it ends up being a jump ball for Tyreek against two defenders. It's not what you want to do. Like, you want to throw the ball 30 yards in front of Cheetah, make him go get it. Like, I just think they realize, whether it's the hip injury from a season ago or whatever it is, I don't think he can make those throws right now, OG.
But that's what I'm saying. I'm not throwing the ball at this point really for completions. I'm throwing the ball for respect. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I already know. I looked over there one-on-one. I give him the wink. He know he got a go route. It's Tyreek. I'm looking to the left, and I'm going to throw the ball as early as I can to the right, far as I can. Like, if he catch it, cool. If he don't catch it, cool. If he at least – they not sitting like – they playing four across. They're playing cover four. Everybody's sitting at 12 yards, four across, and, you know, they making a tackle. You know, we running digs. Are we running, you know, to the flat, going to the back. I'm telling you, it reminds me of when I ran the comeback, and he already threw the ball – Rob Conrad, like, what are we doing? Like, come on, man. Like, give me a shot, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm pretty sure they feel like that, too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just going to back up and just throw it to Rob Conrad. You're just going to look down there, Jay, and throw it to Rob Conrad. All right.
Not that you've harbored this ill feeling for many, many years. It still sounds fresh.
Oh, sounds, man. Like, it's
fresh wound.
Rip the Band-Aid off just now.
Yeah. You need to get back to the huddle and keep congratulating Rob Conrad on the little double.
Oh, man, I'm not congratulating Rob Conrad, man. I'm not. No, man. Give it to Ricky and throw it to Conrad. Okay, here we go. 9-10. We went. All right.
Hey, real quick, because we're running out of time, Aronde, I sent you this morning the Costco Kirkland Nike sneaker collab. What will you do if you show up somewhere and someone is wearing the Kirkland Nike Dunks?
Like, I'll find some red wine and walk by him and accidentally bump him and spill it on it so he can go take them off somewhere. Somehow. It's got to happen.
You can't be like around someone who's wearing the Kirkland Nikes.
Nah, I don't think I can. Even though they got the hot dog and the logo now, there's a caveat, and there's a, you know, it's a little, you know, it's a little variable. If they got a size 15 and I get a free pair and two hot dogs, I might go with them for a little bit. But as far as me just showing up.
$135, right?
$135.
$135.
That's not Kirkland prices. I thought they were going to be $16.
But you know what? They got the Kirkland badge, like, on the side. Like, I'm pretty sure you can unstitch that. Like, stitch that off. Take that off with a little
that's
thing.
That's on the sole, Crowder. That's on the sole. That's a hot dog. That's a $1.50 hot dog on the sole.
I'm
going
to tell you, if you go to inner city Atlanta with them Kirkland Nikes on, you getting beat up immediately.
Don't pass go, don't collect $200, just beat up.
Get off the martyr. Get off the martyr. You get beat up at the train station. You get back on the train and go
there's
back.
There's a line.
The
there's like a line. Oh,
with,
you're
no, with no shoes on.
Nikes.
With no
getting
shoes
that line over here. You whoop your ass.
You better be fast. You better be fast. He better be fast.
You better be 22 mile per hour with them Kirkland.
Hard
on.
To be fast in the Kirkland Nikes. I can't imagine
Kirkland dunks. Do they got more than one color? I see they got like a white, grayish. Do they got like a black or a blue? Or just one
Are there different colors, Solana? Or is
I don't know. I've only seen the one colorway, which is like an off gray, a light gray with the black sole.
If they came in different colors, Aronde, would you give them a chance?
You probably can fool me. You probably can fool me if it came in a different color. You probably can fool me. I have, you know, these Asian American places. They have good ones. They'll fool you. They think it's the Gucci shoes. You definitely think it's the Gucci shoes. think it's the Gucci shoes.
I get fooled by all that stuff. I can't tell the difference between a diamond and a cubic zirconia. I can't tell the difference between anything.
But OG, normally your issue with Kirkland products is that we're claiming, us Kirkland lovers like myself, that it's the same thing in, you know, a luxury or a higher end store, but they just slapped the Kirkland logo on it. These shoes have the Nike logo on it. Like, they didn't replace the Nike logo.
But why wouldn't you just buy Nikes? If these are $135, why wouldn't you just buy Nikes? Why would you specifically get the Kirkland
one? Yeah, why would I want to get the Kirkland one? Like, I think they just slapped that. I think they were made in a different area.
I think
the Nikes are made in Parkland and the Kirkland were made like in Davie. I think it's a little different place where they make them.
And if you're, and here's the thing, even if you don't really look too hard, if you're walking behind someone and they're leaving little hot dog marks every step that they take, you got to jump on that guy, right? Because you know he's wearing the Kirkland.
You know he's wearing the Kirkland. You can always find him. Follow the hot dogs. You definitely can find him. Like, you know.
Follow
the glizzy.
Follow the glizzy, Rondé, yeah.
See you, Rondé. Always appreciate it.
All right, man. Y'all take it easy, man.
There you go. Rondé Gadsden. Let's take a break here. Get caught up on commercials. We'll take a break. We'll come back. 4 o'clock hour is next.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
Well, I love Zephyr Hills.
There is no Zephyr Hills. It's Zephyr Hills. We've been over this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers?
Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.